Hello.
Hello there.
General Luke Newby.
Okay, that's a great start. Hello, and welcome back to the Sleepless in Metropolis podcast, where today we're going to be reviewing The Mandalorian Season 2, which just wrapped up last week. Today I'm joined by Josh Rath. Say hi, Josh Rath.
Hello.
And then Alexandria Fazio.
Oh, God, hello.
What was that for? I said your name.
Yeah, it's okay. Just weird hearing my full name, but okay.
Sorry, Fazio. We will call her Fazio only, and Josh is known as J-Rath around these parts. So, overall thoughts over The Mandalorian Season 2. Josh, why don't you kick it off?
Okay. Well, to be honest, the first episode really kind of, for me, started with a bang. Left me on the edge of my seat, anticipating the next episode, if you will. And that's really what I looked for in a Star Wars like show or movie or whatever you like I'm watching. And it really was super good in my opinion. Before I ramble on too much, I'll let someone else take it over for now.
Go ahead, Fazio.
I mean, I liked it a lot better than I thought season one. I mean, if you're looking at season one, they had to establish everything, you know, with Din and Grogu. I mean, we didn't know his name back then and stuff, but I mean, this season, there wasn't as much filler, which I liked. I mean, you can only say episode two with like Frog Lady and stuff. But I mean, we had like a bunch of Clone Wars references and yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah, now real quick, let's kind of establish our levels of Star Wars nerdness. So me and Josh, We are in this franchise.
We are committed.
Fazio, yeah. You know,
I would say I'm okay. So I just started this like a month ago. Rewatching everything right now. I'm in the middle of Clone Wars. I'm in season 5.
So she's making progress.
I'm making progress.
She knows a thing or two. She's seen a thing or two.
That's true.
Please don't sue me. All right, so let's move on to some of our favorite stuff about this season. So, favorite episode. And you don't really need to know the names, because I definitely don't know the names. Fazio, do you know the names?
I have the chapters written down and the episodes written down, but that's it.
All right, that's fine. All right, Fazio, favorite episode.
Oh, God, what did I have? Before the season finale, I was definitely on episode 5, which was with Ahsoka, because right now, again, I'm in the midst of Clone Wars, and she's just, like, the best. But then we got that season finale, and, I mean, we got Bo-Katan, we got Boba Fett, we got Luke, we got R2-D2. Basically, everyone made a comeback. We got Fennec, I mean, and then you had that, the end credits. I mean, it was just, that blew it out of the water for me. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I can assume you guys agree, but I don't know where you're at.
I've been going back and forth between the finale after it's come out and the Ahsoka episode, because I think those are the two real standouts of the season.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the episode right before the season finale where they brought back Mayfield, I thought that was a really solid episode, and I think that might have been the best acting and like storytelling that we've seen from this season. But like at the same time, it did also kind of feel like filler, which was very weird for right before the season finale, which is supposed to usually be like the penultimate episode. Well, it was still weird. Like, you know, he was like, okay, now I have to save Grogu and I have to go to a place to get the thing before I can do the thing that I actually want to do. So, I mean, a little filler. It was still like a really important and really good episode. But
that's true.
I thought it was kind of, it was weird. It wasn't as hype as one would expect before the season finale. Whereas like last season, it was more like a two-part episode where they were leading up to the season finale, so it was just building from there. Josh, what do you think? You sounded kind of skeptical.
Oh, the best, to be honest, I think the best character development really did happen in the one at Mayfield.
That's a good section.
Like, I know,
yeah,
but
we didn't ask that.
No.
Okay, which episode?
The Mayfield, when he had to take off his helmet to become with the Imperial base.
That's true. That's why I put that one up there.
I thought that was really cool.
I thought that episode did a good job.
Yeah.
The actor, that was great.
Also, that episode was just really funny. The way he kept calling him Brown Eyes afterward, I was like, oh my god. And man, yeah. I think we forget that Pedro Pascal is a beautiful man.
He's a beautiful man, yes.
Honestly, like, he has that helmet on all the time, but man, he is handsome. Just has that. I think that has to be said more often.
He isn't. We don't. He's underappreciated.
100% underappreciated, and you can tell like how uncomfortable he looked once he took the helmet off, and like you could see he wasn't moving his head back and forth. He was just kind of looking like he would when he had the helmet on. Like, he kept all of that the same, and I was like, wow, this is amazing to watch. And not to, you know, bash the sequel trilogy too early, but I mean, too early, you know.
I love the prequels.
I'm talking about the sequels. We all love the prequels. But I'm just saying, in the sequels, we were introduced to an ex-stormtrooper, Finn, in The Force Awakens. And after that, let's be honest, he didn't get that much character development, but in two pretty much 30-minute episodes, the Mayfield character got so much more development, and we actually cared about him afterwards. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, you did mention that one to me.
Yeah, I was telling Fazio that already.
It's fair. Yeah. I mean, I thought that was a great episode too.
Yeah,
personally, but I think honestly, and then my two favorite episodes. Definitely the last one with all the characters, Bo-Katan, and leaving you on a cliffhanger, like, what's going to happen with the Darksaber? I thought that was very cool.
Yes.
But also, my second runner-up isn't the Ahsoka one. It's definitely when Boba Fett is introduced, and you see him flying on a ship, he's like, I want my armor back. And you're like, oh, something's about to happen.
That was cool.
I thought that was...
That was very cool.
And he just... And then he's like, where did Boba Fett go? And then all of a sudden, you see him come straight down with freaking his armor back and just
explosions in the background.
No, and then when he fought all the stormtroopers, that was so cool.
Him shattering the helmet too when he before he had the armor, but with the staff, I was like, dang, okay, guy.
Yeah.
He had some moves. Okay, so let's move on real quick to favorite character this season. And it can either be main or returning. So Josh, why don't you go?
Favorite character?
Yeah, this season.
That's tough. That is tough. There's so many choices that like someone could go with, but I think personally, I know this is sounding cliche, but I have to say Mando, just because the fact of like so much happened with him this season that like opened him up as a character and like really showed him like who he is as a person. And it was actually insane to see how far he's come to not taking off his helmet at all for nobody or nothing, to taking it off in front of several people at the end of season two.
Yeah.
Really showing that shows how much he really cared about Grogu or Baby Yoda, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. That makes sense. Fabio?
Yeah,
I mean, definitely. And we got to love Pascal's performance in that. That was spot on without the helmet. But, I mean, I had Ahsoka and Boba Fett. However, I was thinking about it more last night, and I think I more latched on to the Boba Fett character when we got the end credit scene and we found out that, I know today especially they confirmed it too, that the Book of Boba Fett is going to be a completely different series.
Yeah, I saw that earlier.
That got me really hyped for the character, especially because, you know, we see him, he's not dead, obviously, and they brought him back. But the more I thought about, I mean, I'm watching Clone Wars, so I'm huge on the Ahsoka train. Watching her, I mean, she was, for granted, you know, only in one episode, but the scenes that she was in, and then you had the reference to Anakin, and like, it was just, I'm a little impartial to that, but I thought she did great.
That's fair. I am personally on the Boba Fett hype train.
Yeah.
I do have to say, Boba Fett, definitely close second. Love Boba Fett. Okay, you can continue.
Thank you.
No problem. Just had to put my support out there.
I think that Boba Fett is the clear standout in this season. I mean, people have been, you know, saying he's one of the greatest characters, and, you know, he has maybe 10, 20 minutes of total screen time in the original trilogy, and we never see him actually do anything awesome. And then we see him now, and like, yeah, this guy deserves to be put up there as one of the greatest characters in Star Wars now. And I'm like, and all of the references and callbacks, and we'll talk about that a little later, yes. But like, he definitely, every time he was on screen, I was invested. 100%.
Well, and the fact that they got, I can't pronounce his name, but
Temuera Morrison.
The fact that they got him back in like this, that just tops it all off for his character too.
Yeah, and him meeting other characters also. Mm-hmm. Like him, when he met Bo-Katan at the end and their fight in the finale episode, I was like, and man, she was saying some mean stuff, calling Jango Fett his donor. I was like, dang, I don't know if you can say that.
Yeah.
But like, and the subtle references to like the clones and everything, where he's like, I think they'd recognize my face. I was like, that might have been one of my favorite lines this entire season. I thought that was so great.
When he says, I'm a simple man making my way through the galaxy, like my father.
I love that. Yeah. I love that so much. Just those simple callbacks. And I know some people are like, it's kind of fan service-y. And I'm like, you know what? This is the fan service that people enjoy. That have been in this universe. Thank you, Dave
Filoni.
Exactly. Yes.
Thank you.
It's true. It's true.
All right. Now, something else people enjoy, fighting. So, what was your favorite fight and/or action scene this season?
Why don't you start it off?
Oh, you want me to start it off?
Yeah, go ahead.
After you.
That's all right. Personally, like, obviously, Luke at the end was pretty cool.
Oh, that was nuts.
It was enjoyable.
That's on my list.
But I think my favorite one was the opening of the Ahsoka episode of The Jedi, just because they nailed it. And also just how it was shot, all of it, her being in the shadows the whole time and you just pretty much seeing the lightsabers. And they also were able to show her creativity, where she like cut the tree down and then cut out the section of the tree and use the Force to throw it at someone. And like, you know what? That's something Ahsoka would do in the TV show, because she was always so creative, especially in Clone Wars, when she was using the Force and everything. So I think that opening scene might be my favorite action sequence. Fazio, go ahead. I know you have some thoughts on Ahsoka.
I mean, yeah, that was my two. I had Ahsoka's opening scene, obviously, you know, with the white. I thought that was done. Again, Dave Filoni, thank you. But like the way that it opened, it was like all dark, and then you had like the shadows, and then you open with her white lightsabers, which I thought was dope. it was so cool, and she's chopping it. It was just amazing. And then I also had again Luke's scene in the last episode, just because of the comparison that you can make with Rogue One. I know I saw a lot of that on Twitter and TikTok. People were comparing it to when Darth Vader walks in and he's slashing everyone around. And then same thing with Luke, and I thought that was pretty cool. But those are my two. So basically what Nick said, I guess. But, yeah.
Makes sense. Josh?
Okay. So I have three that really stand out to me.
Okay.
First, I'll just state the obvious. The last scene with Luke, with the droids, the super battle droids. Oh, that just made me hype up Luke more than I ever did before. Like,
that's true.
So I'm like, oh, and now I know that Luke is powerful.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that, because really, in the original trilogy, you know, he's learning. And Return of the Jedi, we see him a little bit versus Vader and stuff, him doing some cool stuff. But, like, sequel trilogy, we don't see him do anything that cool. Like, we get the one scene at the end of Last Jedi with the Force projection, but that's not technically him, so he's not actually doing anything. So this is really seeing Luke in his prime, going off.
Because we never see him really fighting anyone besides dueling. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So this was kind of interesting.
Pretty cool.
They stood no chance. But second, and what I think is underrated, and at least in my opinion, it had some good comedic effects in there too. But in chapter 11, I believe, when he first meets Bo-Katan. And they get on the space, or they get on the ship that's taking off, and they have to get through all the ship. And when they lock the cargo container, something, and he just clicks the airlock, and they all go flying out. Love that moment, and that entire scene.
Yeah. That was the first time we really saw Din Djarin working with other Mandalorians, skilled fighters that are using kind of the same techniques and stuff that he does with his armor. Of course, we learn that he has way better armor than anyone else because he's just taking shots left and right, and that's in the hallway scene afterwards too.
When he takes that hallway scene and just carries the bomb, like, I thought that was really cool as well. It was a good touch that really shows you like how good of armor it actually is, you know?
Yeah.
And okay, another one just popped into my mind. I have two quick more. I'll get through them quick. I said it once, I'll say it again. When Boba Fett comes down in his armor, you know, like, man, he absolutely just tears through everybody else. And left me speechless after that. Like, it was nuts. My last and final scene that really struck me is absolutely nuts. And when, what was I going to say? Okay, I remembered now.
Go ahead.
In the Ahsoka episode, when she's introduced, when, even though, like, just the entire, when they're taking back the city as a team, Mando and Ahsoka, I thought that was, like, really cool to see Mando working not only with somebody, but with a previous Jedi, you know? Or citizen, if you will. But when Ahsoka duels, I don't remember her name, but the lady with the Beskar staff.
Yes.
That was, and then the guy just goes, "It sounds like you won." I'm like, "Oh yes, Ahsoka did." If that was even a question to debate.
And but, I liked that too, because it didn't feel too over choreographed. Yeah. But at the same time, it was still really cool. And it also had that, like, kind of old samurai movie feeling with them pausing between stuff. And I was like, that was nice.
The actress that she was fighting is, like, Bruce Lee's daughter or granddaughter or something. I don't know, but she's related to Bruce Lee.
Huh. That makes sense. That checks out.
That checks out.
All right. So, now, to turn to a more softer side.
Oh, Lord.
What is your favorite emotional moment?
Was this
or
in the
payoff?
List?
It's on the list. I'm reading the list.
Okay.
Well, why don't we have Fazio start us out?
Yeah, go ahead, Fazio.
Well, since this is the one question that I did not come prepared to ask or answer. Let's improv it. Right now, I don't think anything can top the last episode where Grogu goes up to Din and is like looking at his face, and then he takes off the helmet, and it reminded me of Return of the Jedi when Luke had Vader take off his helmet. Well, I mean, I guess it's Anakin at that point. But Luke had Vader take off his helmet, and it was just like, again, the parallels, but I mean, just seeing baby Grogu and like, oh, my heart, like, that's just gold. I mean, and Pedro Pascal again with the acting, that was just beautiful. I mean, brown eyes.
It's about what he doesn't say, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because he just, that look, ugh, so.
I'd put that one up there. That's definitely, probably,
I mean, from what I can see.
Like, I mean, I'd put that up there. I'd also put, again, we've talked about this episode a lot, but the Mayfield episode, just all of the payoff there, but him confronting his officer about Operation Cinder, and, like, obviously Fazio does not play video games. Big tough.
I know, but a, like, little bit, but yeah.
But like, if you know some of the lore and stuff about what happened there, like, having that stormtrooper, that character specifically, go up and talk about that, and like that whole episode, how he's saying what we do and how we choose to survive, like, doesn't really mean whether you're a good or bad person necessarily, and how with different situations you're going to do different things, and seeing how that also pays off for Din Djarin, like, you realize how far he's willing to go in that episode, even, like, completely rethink his beliefs when he has to take off his helmet, because he's sitting there, but it's not, like, a huge decision for him. He's like, all right, I have to open this console, and he just has to take off his helmet. Like, he just knew that's what he had to do if he wanted to get Grogu, or really, how they show him in the season, his son back and rescue him. So, like, that whole episode just felt like an emotional payoff for both of the characters.
Especially if you compare it to, like, his thoughts on the helmet thing, like, in season one, I mean.
Yeah, in season one, he's making fun of him the whole time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite emotional Well, it's not really even a payoff per se, but what I find the funniest connection in this, or well, I base a lot of things on what I enjoy the most.
Yeah. And
what I enjoyed the most, I believe it was in the start of 14 or the end of 13, when he goes Grogu, and Grogu
just turns and looks at him like,
like a little like, dog. Oh my god!
I was like, that's a good touch, and then you hear Mando chuckle. I was like, that's a good ad. Love that.
I did enjoy that. That was really nice. Like, he's so excited to actually know his name instead of just calling him "Hey Kid" or "Hey Punk." Like,
yeah.
I don't think he's called him Punk, but okay.
Nah, I'm sorry.
I wish it was Punk. That'd be funny.
that would have been kind of funny too. But also, I have to think, like, he clearly understands what Ahsoka's saying and what Din is saying. So, like, when Mando was trying to get him to fix the ship, was Grogu just messing with him that whole time? Like, just choosing not to connect the wires?
Wait, I never thought about that. That's funny.
It's possible, but also he might be like, he's probably like what like seven in human years per se, maybe around there,
maybe something like that.
So
like, he should be the one holding the flashlight for the dad. That's all.
He's
not ready to actually do the work himself.
That is so funny.
Now, real quick, this is kind of an obscure one, but favorite planet or kind of like background scenery for the episodes?
You start, Sug.
I'll start. No problem. I think the best planet that even like paid off in the story was probably the one that he found Ahsoka on, just because the way they use it with everything, like the little town, but also the forest.
Yeah, and it's
like,
Corvus, I believe. Yes.
Corvus. Like everything they did there with this mist and like the animals in the background and the forest and the town and everything with the magistrate and everything, it just seemed so grounded, but it was really cool just kind of seeing that side of the world after the Empire has fallen, but there's still these people that are still like taking advantage of citizens as well. But it also just looked beautiful. That whole episode is shot beautifully too.
Yeah, I agree. I'll take it from here. Personally, I think there isn't a bad scenery in any episode. They really nailed really everything in all of them for the most part. But the parts that stand out, chapter 3, when he goes to the, I forgot what planet it is, but the water, one where he first meets Bo-Katan.
That was really cool too.
It really shows you like what like different planet conditions are, and then you go to that to like the Mayfield episode with all that like nature and greens and the Imperial base. I just thought it was absolutely mind-boggling what they can do with not only like CGI but backgrounds and graphics and everything. I thought it was absolutely
100% fantastic. Yeah, they really showed a range this season. Definitely a lot of range, especially.
That's what I was gonna say.
Also, the snow planet in season 2. Or an episode 2, where it was like not an awful episode, but like everything they did there also looked really cool with the spiders and everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely hard to watch, but like it was also really cool at the same time.
Yeah, probably like the worst plot episode.
Yeah. But that one is definitely a bit more filler.
Yeah, but I mean the graphics and everything.
Yeah, everything looked great.
Especially the relation to Rebels with the same kind of spider. I thought that was
Yeah,
really
that was cool.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Fazio.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I haven't gotten to Rebels yet, so. what's it called? Yesterday I was watching, actually, The Mandalorian, the gallery, basically. You know how they, like, show
the behind the scenes and everything? Yeah.
Actually, what's it called? The season 2 one's coming out Friday, I believe.
Yeah.
But I was watching it, and how they make all the scenes and stuff with like that big project. It was just so cool. But I noticed a lot of season 1, I kind of forgot, was like, was it Tatooine they were on? Or it was some desert planet? I don't know. But I was
The first episode of this season was Tatooine again.
So I'm assuming that they were still there. That bored me a lot. So I enjoy it because, I mean, Tatooine is
She like doesn't that. Like sand.
I hate, yes. As cringy as it is. No, that's my least favorite planet. But, I loved how they went out and we got all those different scenes. I mean, the two I can think of are, I don't know what it's called. It's the one with Mayfield. We were just talking about it. That last scene on that planet, I really liked that. And then again, I did like Corvus, where Ahsoka was. Again, that was just, that whole scene was directed beautifully. I mean, the tree, you had the fog, and then the little village too, I loved, like, inside. It was, like, very, like, especially, I don't know what the bad guy's called. I sound so unintelligent right now. But, like, they had, like, the little, like, water on the side, like, the little ponds with the fish, and then they had, like, it looked, it resembled a lot of, like, Asian architecture, and it was really pretty. So, yeah, that would probably be my favorite.
Okay, yeah.
Let me just say one thing in just general. This isn't based on, like, favorite planet or anything, but I think a very underrated episode that had some really cool features in it was that we really haven't even talked about was when Mando goes back and meets his old and regroups with his old allies.
Yes, and we haven't talked about that episode at all, really. Yeah.
Which episode is that?
It's chapter 12, I believe.
Oh, with Cara Dune. Okay.
Yeah, Cara Dune.
And what's the other guy's name?
Carl Weathers.
Yeah, Carl Weathers. That's I literally just call him Carl Weathers because I'm like, it's Carl Weathers.
Especially
he directed that episode too, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
He did. And like that chase scene and everything, like you saw it so many times in the trailers, but it was the chase scene. It was so cool.
And then especially when Mando comes in flying on a Razor Crest. Yes. Rest in peace, the Razor Crest. But when he comes in flying, takes out everything, you find out so much about where this is heading in that one episode
that's true. Really
don't find out in any other episode.
But. And they do. They talk about the cloning and stuff. Yeah. And they also drop the M count, which I assume was midichlorians. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, they actually said it.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that thoroughly.
Yeah, sorry about that episode, but I mean,
we did kind of black that one out a bit.
That one really, it was a really good episode.
Shout out to Carl Weathers because he's amazing. Also, Grogu in school during that episode was hilarious. Oh my god,
with the little macaroon thingies.
And yeah, the macaroons. I also liked that they were like, all right, we need to give this guy like a little space cookie that he wants to eat. And they were like, you know what? You know what kind of looks like a space cookie? A macaroon.
that's
close enough.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then let's move quickly to favorite callback or reference something else in the Star Wars.
So many references.
Yeah, there was a lot this
There's
season.
A lot to go through.
I don't want to start this one because I feel like I'm not going to have as many as you guys. But
my shorter quick answer.
Go ahead.
My shorter quick answer is pretty much every time Boba Fett spoke or did anything. Like we already mentioned it, but the simple man making his way in the galaxy, that sent me. That was amazing. The one we already mentioned too, when he was like, I think they'll recognize my face. I love that so much. Yeah. And of course the seismic charges. I mean, that was very enjoyable. Quality. Very satisfying to watch. And hear. Best sound in Star Wars, I'm gonna say it.
Yeah.
That's a bold statement.
I'm gonna say it.
I personally like a stormtrooper getting thrown out of the airlock, but
you know what? That's a nice sound effect. I also like the Imperial alarm thing that they do every time like a ship's getting attacked. I don't know. Yeah. I like that sound. Or you know, R2-D2 screaming. Always a good sound. For those of you that played Lego Star Wars, that's in your nightmares. Okay, but, Fazio, what's your favorite reference?
So basically, I literally have one reference like written down per episode. I'm gonna go through them real quick and then I'll tell you my favorite. But so first we got the first episode. I don't know if you noticed this. I was watching my reviews of it yesterday. However, when they go to the bar with Cobb, the guy that's behind the bar is the same species as Hondo. And you know how much I love Hondo.
You do like Hondo.
I love Hondo. I love Hondo as well.
I mean, see? Thank you.
I think Hondo's okay. You know, he's a pirate. He's a pirate.
Yeah, but he's dope. Like, can you imagine Hondo with Grogu? He'd get him all drunk. Like, that would be so funny.
Yeah. But his bond with Ezra, too, if Ezra ever had a show, if Hondo comes back in that.
Again, Fazio's not on Rebels yet. But, you know, I mean, would I mind seeing a live-action Hondo?
Hondo would be so dope, live-action.
Hondo and Ezra, pirate? Yo!
Hondo pirate adventures.
Disney Plus show? Oh, come on, Dave Filoni.
No, we already decided next live-action Disney Plus show is Dex's Diner. featuring Dex and his diner from Attack of the Clones.
I did see a meme about that on Reddit the other day, so I'll give you credit for
that. I love Dex and his diner. That's also the hub location for Lego Star Wars 1, which might be why I love it so much. But either way, Dex...
Oh my god.
Dex is a real gangster. He's the original gangster. Obi-Wan goes to him for help. You know he's legit.
Okay. So in the second episode, I don't know, again, I didn't notice this myself, but I'm watching reviews of it, whatever, yesterday. One of the X-Wing pilots is Dave Filoni.
That was cool.
Yes, I knew that.
Okay, well, I didn't.
That was cool.
Listen, all right.
I have to be perfect. I have to be prepared. Like, what if I see Dave walking down the street? Well, am I not going to recognize Dave?
When I first saw the episode, away. I wasn't that invested, and I didn't know that was Dave, but now I know. In the third, when we first see Bo-Katan, I didn't know this, but the woman that voices her in Clone Wars and Rebels also played live-action Bo-Katan.
Katie Sackhoff. Cool.
Yeah, her. See, you know more than me. Okay.
I don't think that was up
this
for
is a good one. So in episode 4, when we saw all the life forms in the tubes, there was Snoke's theme playing in the background. And I thought
I also
that
knew
was
that.
Pretty cool to hear. Okay, well, I'm just mentioning themes that I saw. Okay, I'll skip episode 5 because that's my favorite one, besides the Grand Admiral Thrawn reference at the end, which is where I think the Ahsoka series is going to go. Again, with the episode 6, we had making his way in the galaxy, blah, blah, blah. Something I didn't catch, but in the Boba Fett fight scene, Fennec pushes a boulder and it crushes all the stormtroopers, which is a subtle reference to Indiana Jones.
That's true.
I mean, yes, the boulder does push things.
I don't know if it's subtle, because that's like what Indiana Jones is known for.
These things I didn't recognize, and I thought they were so cool. The Ahsoka episode, my favorite thing that you might have pointed this out, but if there's a scene where it's like they show the forest or whatever, and you can see like an owl on the top left-hand screen, and apparently that owl, will you not laugh at me?
I'm sorry.
It's almost
the
like
owl
it's
is Mora, which is,
wow.
The owl is Mora, which is the daughter.
Yes.
Going back really? To the Mortis arc.
She doesn't watch Rebels, Josh. Like, calm down.
Listen, I thought it was so cool. I was like, oh my god, because that's one of my favorite arcs in Clone Wars. And I was just like, that's
me and
so
Josh,
cool.
The second they mentioned Ahsoka, we were like looking for owls. We were
literally,
like bird watching.
Literally.
The second they said her name, I was like, okay.
Where is she? Where is she?
Where's the owl?
See, yeah. I haven't seen Rebels. So for me, that was like, I was like, that's so cool. But I mean, I guess y'all got that, but I don't know.
Yep,
that was my favorite.
Also in that episode, you're not going to understand this, Fazio, but Josh, okay. Did you see the Loth Cat?
I do know the Loth Cat, though.
Cats, you do know?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, yo.
But it looks so good in live action, too. Like,
I'm
they
thinking,
did that so great.
What I'm thinking
like
is,
the owl.
Where's the Loth Wolf?
Yo, if we get one of those in live action.
Yo. Imagine. Oh, that'd be.
I want one of those.
Like, then they could teleport without even teleport. That'd be nuts.
Yeah, there's so much they can do.
Wolves, yeah.
I hope they do that.
Yeah.
We'll see with the Ahsoka show how much Rebel stuff they want to
bring
in.
I'm so excited for that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay, keep going.
That's all I had. I thought the owl was pretty cool, and I thought no one would know it. And I was like so excited, but okay. I guess not.
Well. As Sug said, Boba Fett, best callback, best everything. Like, just throwing you back to when you were sitting on the couch for the first time or in the movie theater watching this on the screen. You see Boba Fett, you're like, that's a really cool character. I hope he goes far. he does like nothing in the movies, really. But in this series, he has proven to be an absolute unit of a man and soldier. I just thought it was in all the callbacks. It just really.
I have a quick question for you. Did you like worn down Boba Fett armor, or did you like the fresh painted Boba Fett armor
when he came
he gets?
Back in his when he came back in his new armor? I'm like, with his fresh painted, I'm like, oh, that's my Boba Fett.
That was my
favorite. Do you think he had Fennec do that, or do you think he like spray painted it himself?
I think, honestly, he would do it just because he knows how he wants it, you know?
Yeah, like, that's probably true.
I did see a meme about that where it was like, in between the episodes, it's like, where are we going with Fennec? And they went to like Sherwin-Williams to get his armor painted.
But also, the best callback moment was the bomb. Oh my god, they just dropped the bomb from Slave One to ship.
The seismic charge.
Yeah, the seismic charge. This callback. Best everything right there. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
100%. Okay. Any dislikes for this season?
Yes.
Oh dang. Okay, Fazio, what do you gotta say?
So I wasn't sure if like the CGI creature. Luke thing, but that's not. No, actually, I liked her. I mean,
Rip Sebastian Stan.
Yeah, well, that's.
I wanted it so bad. I thought I willed it into existence.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But the more I thought, actually, the one thing I was not even. I don't know if I'm confused. Okay, so the whole Bo-Katan and the Darksaber thing. I saw it's kind of driving me nuts because from what I understand, something happens in Rebels.
Okay, so
where like she yields it to.
Yep.
Just to say it again, Fazio has not seen Rebels, so don't at her. But me and Josh have, and Josh texted me the second he saw this.
Literally,
he was like, but Sabine just kind of gave it to her, and I was like,
what? Yeah.
Well, I thought that too. I was like, maybe he has to like pledge allegiance to Bo-Katan or something. Like, you know, I swear my life to you or something, and gives. I that's what I was expecting.
I really hope Mando keeps the Darksaber. That'd be awesome. Him really Mandalore.
Can one of you explain this to me, right? So technically, Din is the king of Mandalore right now, technically, even though he yielded
not
it.
King.
Okay, well, I said ruler. Queen, and Nick said, okay, ruler, whatever.
Yeah.
So like, what happened in Rebels? So yeah, just can
hey, no spoilers.
Hey,
no, I don't understand. That's why I didn't like, because I know a lot of people are talking about it too. And again, I haven't seen Rebels, so I'm confused. But
they played he fast
yielded
and
it to Bo-Katan, and she was like, no.
And you pointed this out to me, too. Like, because you were watching those episodes in Clone Wars, that Duchess Satine doesn't have the Darksaber that whole time.
Oh, but, like, wait, I never realized that.
But,
I don't like
But, Satine, like, so. She's still in charge. Whoa, calm down. Don't mess with Obi-Wan's
Was role. She in charge? But was she in charge? That's what you're
asking. Was she actually? She tried her best, but like, I don't know. It's one of those things where it's, I feel like it depends on the Mandalorian, where like Din Djarin, who's supposed to know all of this, you know, religious stuff in the way of the Mandalore, has never heard of the Darksaber before. So like, shouldn't that be something
he
knows?
Never heard of it before?
I mean, he doesn't know what they're talking about. He hears Darksaber and... Like, Bo-Katan has to explain it to him. So
imagine
I'm like...
Just got sliced.
I didn't pick up on that.
Imagine. So, like, I don't know. I think it depends. And it's so confusing. Like, everyone was freaking out the first season, like, that Mandalorians can't take off their helmets. And, like, because everyone's seen multiple Mandalorians take off their helmet throughout Clone Wars and Rebels. But I was always like, I guess it depends on the house or the clan. And I'm guessing that kind of also deals with the Darksaber, too, where, like... Duchess Sistine was trying to promote, you know, peace and everything. But, like, so it makes sense that her claim to the throne wouldn't revolve around a weapon. So I guess it kind of just depends on the house and which rules they choose to follow, which is kind of a lame answer. But, I mean, that's what they're picking and choosing.
So. Yeah. Well, I'll go next.
What did you hate about this season?
To be honest, the only thing I hated, they removed Gene Guy. What? I'm sorry, he was meant to be in that episode. Meant to be.
In the episode where he's back with Carl Weathers and everything, and he's in the hallway, and they're running in the hallway, there's a production staff guy in the background just wearing jeans. They edited it out a week or two later. Yeah, so if you go back and watch that episode, he's no longer there.
And that's what I dislike. They edited him.
I think they should have kept. Like, they have the stormtrooper in A New Hope still hitting his head. I think we should keep it in.
Yeah,
but I mean, you know, George Lucas goes back and edits things all the time. Which let's not talk about that. But you know, it happens. It happens.
Make a whole episode on that. I mean, come on.
It is what it is.
The fact that the originals aren't on Disney Plus kind of hurts me, and I have to look at bad CGI when I watch A New Hope and Return of the Jedi. Big sad. But anyway, moving on. What I disliked about The Mandalorian. let's see. Nah, I can't think of anything.
Hey, but you agree with mine.
Yeah, they probably should have kept Gene Guy. You're right, Josh. Yep, that's the one. That's the one.
Exactly. What were your thoughts on CGI Luke?
I liked it.
it looked decent. I think I was talking to our friend Steve, that the Han Solo, it's that Solo, it made them scared to recast any of the characters now.
Oh.
They're like, you know what? We don't want to risk this again. Let's just go with that CGI.
Were people not happy with that casting?
I liked him.
The actor that played him in Solo, I personally was kind of like, you can't recast Han Solo. No one's Harrison Ford.
Yeah, but people are talking about Sebastian Stan for Luke.
Yeah, that one's cool.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, but I like Sebastian Stan. That's literally what it comes down to for me. I like Sebastian Stan. Winter Soldier is a G. That's all I'm saying.
I think it would be cool, but honestly, I think he portrayed Han exactly how Harrison Ford would have, in my opinion.
Agreed. I think
he did a fine job. I think that movie shouldn't exist, personally. Like, there was nothing. There was nothing in that movie that I was like, you know,
Crimson
what?
Bond.
That was cool. Fazio still doesn't know who that is.
Wait,
and
she
also didn't know that Maul was at the end.
What? Yeah, I completely forgot until I saw a TikTok on it the other day, and I was like, "Oh my god, this
Maul's like the leader of like, what is it, 3 or 4 crime syndicates at this point?"
I mean, yeah. Okay. So wait, here's where I'm at with Maul. Right now in Clone Wars, Maul just got introduced, like, I want to say 5 episodes back. Okay, reintroduced. Sorry, and I'm still like befumbled on how he's alive, but. I mean, whatever.
Have you ever seen someone fall down a dark pit and not, like, I'm sorry?
He had his legs chopped off.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if you guys caught this, too. In the Boba Fett episode towards the end, the tragedy where they kidnap Grogu, like, Fennec, because, you know, she got shot in season 1 and should be dead. She has, like, cyborg stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Let's just say death isn't that serious in Star Wars, unless it's
like a soap opera to me. Like, people never die.
Oh, and you haven't even read comic books. No one ever dies in comic books.
No one ever dies.
No one ever dies in comic books. But I don't know. It's Solo was a fine. No, I don't even want to say that. Hold on. It was like, all right. I saw that they announced it, and I'm like, okay, what are they gonna do? They're going to show him meeting Chewie for the first time. They're going to show why he calls himself Han Solo. They're going to show him winning the Millennium Falcon from Lando. And I'm like, I don't need to see any of this. I heard about it. I'm okay with that. I know it happens. I didn't actually need to see it personally. That's my only thing with Solo.
I have to rewatch it. I've only seen it once, so I can't.
Though they did cast Lando very well. So
I love him. And I'm
yeah,
so
Donald Glover is great. So, like, yeah, it depends for me. Where they can sometimes recast. Like Luke, I feel like they can recast.
So you're Sebastian saying if they Stan, do the recasting right, then it's... But,
yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, people were talking about that with Rise of Skywalker. Should they recast Carrie Fisher?
No. You don't touch that.
Yeah, that was... So it depends for me. It doesn't. Yeah. It depends. Like, someone else playing Princess Leia, I'd be like, I don't know if I really want that. Someone else playing Han Solo, definitely don't want that. But, like... You know what, Sebastian Stan, take a crack at it. Might as well. See what happens.
We just went on a huge tangent.
I did. I'm okay with it.
I know.
You're the one that brought up Luke Skywalker. You asked me about it. I was just going to say Gene Guy and move on, but, you know.
Gene Guy. I love Gene Guy.
All right. Now, let's go into the speculation of it all. Random predictions. Josh, what is going to happen in Mandalorian Season 3, which is confirmed to not be the Book of Boba Fett?
That is true.
Firstly, we're going to see Mando rule some Mandalore. We're going to see him rule with an iron fist. May I say a Beskar fist.
Ooh.
He will bring order to the new Mandalore.
Peace, freedom, justice, and security.
All right. All right.
May I say it.
I had to go there. I had to.
Yeah. Well. Sorry. Mando!
Do you think we're getting any other Mandalorians? Like, are we getting Sabine next season? Or is she going to be in the Ahsoka show?
All I'm saying, well, she's definitely... I would assume she's going to be in the Ahsoka show somehow.
But do you think she's going to be in Mando Season 3 with Bo-Katan?
All I'm saying...
Bo-Katan.
Imagine this, okay? This is... just imagine. I don't think this is going to happen at all. But imagine if Mando makes his own cult, even. Like, Death Watch. But they're all, like, Mando.
Well, technically, him and Grogu are technically, what, a clan themselves or a house themselves?
But I'm just saying, like, if they expand,
he's going to recruit him.
Okay? He has an army, okay?
Can he recruit Carl Weathers?
Okay? And Grogu comes back. And Grogu's in his little Beskar armor. And we've all seen Grogu force choke somebody already, so we know it's possible.
Isn't Luke going to teach him to be better than that?
All I'm saying is Grogu and Mando versus Ahsoka and Bo-Katan.
That's what you want? I don't know
if I want that.
That's a mashup, though. That's a good mashup. Dang. All right. I don't know whose side I'm taking. I feel like I have to take Grogu and Mando's side. But at the same time, like Ahsoka.
Dang.
Ooh. I don't know who I want in that fight. I don't know who I want to win.
Yeah. And but Luke's just sitting there watching it.
He's just chilling with R2.
Oh my god.
Oh, and then R2 joins Mando's side. Luke joins Ahsoka's side.
Of course.
I'd take R2 over Luke.
That's what I'm saying.
R2 has survived literally through everything.
Exactly. This man will find a way.
I mean, isn't he the one telling the story in the first place?
All right, calm down. I think that we're going to get a Mando season 3. I know, hot take.
We are getting one. What are you talking about?
Exactly, hot take. But I have no idea what's going to happen. Do either of you think?
I told you what's going to happen.
Josh did say what's going to happen. Do you think we're getting a time skip? So Grogu's trained for a bit, and you know, he's a little older, a little wiser.
For sure.
No, I have no idea.
Do you think Grogu will even be in season 3?
Do you think we're taking a break? Just complete break? Like he's off with Luke? Do you think we're getting more Luke, by the way? Because that's dependent on my thoughts on the CGI Luke.
Like, my thing with the Luke thing is that I feel like I thought they were going to use Sebastian Stan because there was rumors about it, blah, blah, blah. And then they didn't. And it was only, again, he was only in one episode. But I think if they were to do it again, I think they would bring him in.
Yeah, that's my thoughts too. Like,
because I don't think
if he's only in this, if he's in maybe like by the time this series is done, say it goes, I don't know, 5 seasons total, and if he's only in this scene and like 2 others, then you know what, CGI Luke is fine. But like if he's like becoming a big character, like we're gonna see him and Grogu training, then I think they should recast him because it looked good, but it's not perfect. Our technology's not all the way there.
Yeah, I agree.
But I don't know. I don't know if I want a time skip or if I want it to just be just Mando doing stuff. Like, it would just... What would he even be doing? Just chilling with Bo-Katan?
Well, a new...
Taking back Mandalore?
He would probably... He would either have to fight for Mandalore or fight Death Watch as a whole, whoever's left, including Bo-Katan, if he wants to keep the Darksaber, that is. Or he doesn't even want to keep it, but he still has to defend like himself from Death Watch because you know they're trying to kill him just because they have to at this point to get the Darksaber.
Yeah, which makes sense. I wouldn't mind that, just seeing more Mandalorian Civil War stuff. Like we've gotten that a lot in Clone Wars and Rebels, but you know what? It's always cool. Who doesn't like seeing jetpacks and a bunch of people fighting with jetpacks?
The Darth Maul Mandalorians.
Oh, if we see those designs again?
Yeah.
That would be nice in live action. That would be pretty cool. I wouldn't mind that.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but okay.
You'll get there.
Yeah.
There's some very cool Mandalorian designs that are coming up in Clone Wars for you to look at. It's enjoyable. And they're red and black, like Darth Maul.
Can't wait.
Yeah, good stuff. Spinoffs. So,
Ahsoka.
Whoa, my bad.
I never got to give my thoughts.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't. Honestly? All right, I'll make it quick.
Okay, sure.
I just didn't unmute myself.
You know what? Right, you're not informed enough to make a good guess.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, for the past couple of days, we weren't sure if the Book of Boba Fett or the Mandalorian season, we weren't sure if those were two separate.
Yeah, also, that's not a great show title.
Yeah, maybe they'll change it. Who knows? It's Dave Filoni. He can.
You know what? He took over Jabba's palace at the end, and he started to write his memoirs. It's literally him writing the Book of Boba Fett.
I'm here for that. I mean,
for just chilling,
just looking at some sand, just writing some pages down, like, ooh, that sounds pretty good. I wouldn't mind that.
Fair enough. All right, keep going.
That's it? That's all of your thoughts?
Because I didn't know if it was two separate series or not, and I've heard a lot of speculation. People are like, oh, well, the episodes will, like, intertwine. They'll cross over and stuff.
There'll be a crossover.
So I'm not sure at all where this is going, especially because I don't have a lot of... I can't be like, oh, I know all these people from Rebels are going to be in the show, because, again, I haven't seen Rebels, so I'm not one to make an informed...
If you didn't realize this, you know. Alexandria Fazio has not watched Rebels yet. I don't know if we mentioned that yet, but yeah, she hasn't watched Rebels, just to be sure.
That's true.
Okay, now we will talk about the spinoffs of it all. Like, so what's your most excited one? What are you excited for, Josh? Because now we have three officially.
That's based off of Mandalorian?
Yeah, so we have Boba.
Yeah, Ahsoka.
Ahsoka and Rangers of the New Republic.
What is it about, Ethan?
It's about the Rangers of the New Republic.
No, but like, when does it take place?
During the New Republic era.
When is that?
it's after Return of the Jedi.
Oh, okay. I'm kind of sick of this time period already.
What?
I would like content from like in between episode 1 and 2, because it's 10 years and I have no... I mean, again, I haven't read the books or anything, so I don't know what the frick happens.
Anakin training?
Yeah, I mean, well, just like what happens, you know? I don't know. I like that time period. I like the prequel time period.
It's a strange time period, because that's before the Clone Wars, but like...
That's what I'm saying, because we have the Clone Wars, so I know what happens between 2 and 3, but between 1 and 2, eh. And then I would like more of like... I mean, I guess we're getting it, but in between 3 and 4. And again, I know we're getting the Kenobi series and stuff, but like, I...
Again,
I
Fazio has not watched Rebels, so she is not sick of that time period.
No. No, I... You know what I mean? Okay, so I'll watch Rebels, and I'll get back to you on that, but...
If we need more stuff, then... I mean, we talk about this all the time, but like, there is still a weird disconnect between Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope. And that's me and Fazio went through the ages, and like, some of them make sense, but some of them also don't. Like, how old the characters look in A New Hope.
That's
like,
right. Obi-Wan. How old is Obi-Wan in A New Hope?
I couldn't tell you exactly.
Yes. If you had to give your best guess.
A New Hope?
Yes.
Man. That's tough. I'd say around 60, maybe. 60, 70.
Damn. Fair.
He's, no, 50, like, he's 57, right? That's what they said?
Wasn't he like 58 or something?
I said 60. I said 61st. I said 61st. I said,
yeah, yeah, 60. Yeah, 60. That wasn't bad. That was close. 70. 70 is kind of old, though. He doesn't look old.
I was just spitballing, you know?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Good guess. Good guess. You were in a decent range.
I was dead on with the first one.
And then, like, we looked up what the difference between Leia. Oh, no, it was Poe, right? Wasn't Poe like 32 or something?
Oh yeah, post 32 in The Force Awakens.
32.
I thought he was younger. I thought he was younger.
Like, I don't know. Or Han and Leia are like 10 years apart. I mean, which I guess makes sense, but it was just weird.
Oh yeah, then we started talking about relationship stuff. Because let's not get into that.
Kylo. Oh god, that's a whole nother episode we could do on that.
Isn't that a full decade? Weren't they 10 years?
They're 10 years apart. That's tough.
She's over 18.
It's legal. It's okay.
Oh, God.
But let's just get back on topic.
Yeah, definitely.
My favorite spinoff, I didn't even get to say yet.
Yeah, what's your most anticipated spinoff?
The Republic is going to be epic, I think.
The New Republic, yeah.
The New Republic, I think that's going to be epic. But how they hid the Boba Fett series from the
media. I'm surprised. Yes. Yeah. That's what got me. Oh, and also, we didn't talk about this, but the release dates, they said Book of Boba Fett's coming December 2021. They also announced Mando Season 3 is coming 2021, which is why there was so much confusion about it when they announced it.
Did you see the interview this morning with Jon Favreau?
I did not.
So what they're doing is right now they're shooting Book of Boba Fett. And they're in pre-production of Mando Season 3.
Okay.
And once they finish Book of Boba Fett, they're going to go right into Mando. And Pedro Pascal is already signed on for it, too.
Are they doing, like, what's the release schedule going to look like? Are we getting,
I think we're getting
both on Fridays?
They haven't said nothing about that. Nothing.
They said, because Mando's supposed to premiere, like, Christmas week.
And yeah, he did say, so he, I don't know if he meant to say it or not, but he was like, yeah, it'll be around, it'll be on Christmas. And he was like, oh, I mean, December 2021. And I was like, John, what are you hiding?
That's going to be weird, having two shows go at once.
Yeah. Well, and then busy. When's like, I'm still curious as to when the Kenobi series is coming out, the Ahsoka series. I mean, I guess we have relative dates, but it'll be interesting to see when everything is released.
Yeah. But New Republic, Josh, that's your pick?
However, I will say Boba Fett.
Yeah.
That's, as I said, how they hit it. I think it's going to be an absolute insanely good show, personally. But
I think...
we'll see.
It could be pretty epic. But also, Ahsoka show, there's just so much that could be going on. Like, I mean, they already have Tamara Morrison, so live-action Rex.
Yes.
Yeah.
Live action Ezra, live action Thrawn, Sabine. Like, there's so much stuff they can do where I'm like, that's the show that I feel like has the most potential at the moment and the most places to go. Whereas, like, Boba Fett, I'm really excited. What they've done with Boba Fett so far in Mando has been really cool. But, like, I have no idea what's happening. Like, he just took over Jabba's palace at the end. I'm like, okay, guy, what are you planning on doing?
You think he's going to own a crime syndicate? Or?
I told Fazio that, you know, Boba was acting like an absolute gangster this season.
Yeah.
And as everyone knows, the Hutts are gangsters. So, I mean, it only makes sense that he should be called Boba the Hutt.
Okay. Leave.
I think that's better than Book of Boba Fett. That's all I'm saying. Boba the Hutt? Ooh. That's a name.
That is fire.
Fazio.
Why couldn't it be Jabba the Fett?
Jesus.
Good answer.
Wait, what series are we looking at? What are the four? So, Rangers, Ahsoka.
Rangers, Ahsoka, Bubba. And Book of Boba Fett.
I'm kinda everything. I mean, originally, again, I started Clone Wars about 2 weeks ago. Ahsoka, I hated her. I was like, why? What is she doing here? She's slowly grown on me, and I haven't even gotten to where she's left the Jedi yet, so I'm assuming I'm going to like her a lot more. So I'm definitely looking forward to that, especially because of what Nick said with, like, bringing in a lot of people from Rebels and, like, Bo-Katan, Grand Admiral Thrawn, blah, blah, blah. Book of Boba Fett, though, like, I don't know. The fact that we don't know anything about it, I think, makes me a lot more hyped for it because it's, like, where are they going to go with it, you know? Obviously, with the Ahsoka series, you can be like, okay, well, they could go here with it, or they could go here with it, but, like, we don't know where they're going to take that show at all. And, I mean, the Rangers one, I mean, I guess I'm excited. I don't know much about it, so, I mean, compared to the other two, I mean, I don't know. It's a very exciting time, so we'll see.
I mean, Josh knows I've been playing through Star Wars Squadrons.
Yes, yeah. Sure.
And as well as I.
You know what? That is making me more and more hyped for the New Republic series.
Yeah. Who's directing that one? Is that Dave and John still? Or is that... I think they announced it today. I'm thinking of the movie that Patty Jenkins is doing.
That's Rogue Squadron.
Okay.
That's different.
Yeah, that's definitely that's John and Dave.
The video game. The amazing video game. Right, Josh? You're going to download that?
I might.
I might have to play through it. I played through it a long time ago. But
I have it in my library. If you buy it, dude, let me know. Is it co-op?
Bruh, you have no idea. You know how long ago that game came out? If there's online servers, I'm going to be like, what the heck did they do to this game?
They might have, man. You never know.
We'll see.
Nick, did you say what you're excited for?
Did I?
No.
What are you?
No, I did. I said Ahsoka, and I talked about the Rebel stuff.
That's true. Never mind.
Jeez. Next question.
I thought we were making
Yeah.
Now that's pretty much all we have listed. Did you guys have any other topics or random things that we didn't discuss?
Long live Jean Guy.
I didn't even notice that. So.
That's my prediction. It's Jean Guy, Mando, and the Child.
Bring it back.
It's Jean Guy, Mando, and the Child verse.
Oh, that's a squad.
And then we'll have Qui-Gon's voice narrating it.
I do have to say, this season did confuse me multiple times. It felt, and that's why I was so quick to jump on that Boba, the Book of Boba Fett was going to be season three, because this just felt like a series finale, like all of it. Like they had, they blew up the Razor Crest. Okay. I was like, I was not expecting them to do that till the final season of this show.
Rip Honda Civic.
And I told Josh very early on that I was like, I feel like they're going to bring Luke in for the series finale. Like at the very end.
That's why I'm curious as to where they're going to take it. Like, I have no idea what they're going to do.
I felt more emotion when the Razor Crest got blown up than I did for half the deaths that I have seen in the Star Wars universe. When that Razor Crest got blown up, I was like, oof.
That was tough. I was not ready for that. I was not ready at all for that. Yeah. I was like,
I didn't have as much of an emotional attachment, but okay.
Dang. A man's
I was more sad. I was more sad when they took Grogu away, and I mean, also, I watched the show, and
but that happened in the same episode.
Yeah, like
the hits the just kept episode, coming was, for Mando. Okay.
Never mind. No comment.
I don't know. Like, yeah, I have no idea what they're like. Season one finished, and they told him, you know, you have to get this child to a Jedi. So it was all set up. And I think the only thing they really set up was Bo-Katan telling him that you should really consider helping us to fight for Mandalore. So, I mean, I'm guessing that's what he might be doing.
I would love if they went back to Mandalore. What is the state of Mandalore right now? Like, what's there?
You don't even know. You have to watch.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for Satine to get...
They talk about it a bit in Rebels. Like, in Rebels, it's pretty well destroyed.
Yeah,
but like, that's
like
you know,
everything is at this
that's
point.
Before A New Hope. So like, you know, there's been some time. Maybe they built a few buildings. I don't know. They did some stuff. Nice reconstruction progress.
I was on. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Last time I was on Mandalore. It was pretty nice. Still, I mean, again, right now where I'm at, Satine is still, you know, she's still alive and well. So we'll see.
Oof.
Yeah, can't wait for that.
That's a big oof. All right. I think we can wrap it up then, unless anyone has any thoughts. Any closing thoughts?
How did Obi-Wan Kenobi not go to the dark side after all of his losses?
He's stronger than everyone else
obviously
we know.
He isn't that attached to Satine.
Whoa.
Okay, leave.
All right, all right. Listen, no, wait, Corky.
Leave.
Quirky,
you have
you know what Disney Plus series I really want? The Corky story.
She's muted for me. I can't hear it anymore.
Wow.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, that really fell apart when we left it open for Fazio to talk. That was a bad idea. That's on me. All right. So I think we're going to wrap it up. Make sure to, you know, like and subscribe to the Sleepless.
Oh wait, can I plug my TikTok real quick?
No.
I was about to say that.
No, please.
Josh J. Rath, where can they find you on the interwebs?
You can find me at Josh_Rath on Instagram. That's actually about it. I don't have a TikTok like half this world that we have now.
Find him on Twitch, streaming Rogue Squadron.
Hey, yeah, Twitch,
have,
you know.
Might have to do a playthrough.
Follow me at, I think, KH2_. Mm-hmm, let's go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alex, where can they find you on the interwebs?
Y'all can find me on TikTok. You know, all the cool kids are at.
Okay, mute her.
Username. No. I am Simp, that is S-I-M-P, 4, 4, Skywalker. That is my username. Go ahead, check me out there. Posting new content. It's a great time.
Leave a comment that says watch Rebels.
Leave a comment on my most recent character rating where everyone is just blown me to pieces. Please do. So
it was okay.
How about you?
It was okay. You know what? I'm around. You can find me walking down the street. I run, you know, I'm jog trying to stay in shape. You can find me out there, you know, doing stuff like I do.
It's for a good time, not a long time.
Good time, not long time. Jeez. I feel like that's what a lot of the clones once said. R.I.P. All of the nameless clones.
Dude, rest in peace, 99.
Rip. Oof. Oh, see? My Oof. Fave.
Oof. Yeah, like, I had to remind you of that.
I can't believe you had to bring that up. That hurts. It still hurts. Too soon. Too soon.
Dude, not even that. When he goes to hand back his medal and Heavy's not there, it's like, oh.
Oh. My heart.
All right. We're wrapping it up on that very sad Clone Wars note. Really jump timelines there. But all right. All right. This is Sleepless in Metropolis. Signing off.
Farewell.